House of Parliament are done. So that there are no grey area about that adoption.
Yes.
Committee adopts, it goes through that process where National Assembly adopts. So adoption is effectively National Assembly adopting the report.
That's
so in a nutshell, unfortunately, once again, the bus has left us on this specific one. Okay, those are the two things that I thought I might wish to... Mrs. Makhabane?
I just want to check.
With all respect, Chairperson, this is the first meeting after the study tours. There was no way that prior to this meeting we could have adopted the study tour. So maybe, Chairperson, if we do this today, we need to go back and say, but listen, we went there in June, we were in recess. Couldn't have approved it. So that we just state our side. I think this is very fast to get this after the study tour we had. Because this is also the first meeting. So maybe we should just explain why we did not hand in prior, because we can only accept this report today.
I think all the three questions are relevant. The last one being more of a comment. And perhaps the last one also guiding us going forward. Without having to belaboring on the issue itself as to whether we knew or it was in writing. The fact of the matter is, correct you so, Mr. Person, we have just gotten back. Yes, the invitation was there, but still the point is raised that Mrs. Makhabane is raising. When you submit that application, because it's not the first time that we are told of being expected to adopt, even before we went to Netherlands, Mr. Frolic did come up with this issue of having to adopt that report from where we were in Sierra, in Seoul. No, no, Seoul.
Yeah,
yeah, Seoul.
Yeah, in South Korea.
South Korea. That issue did arise even then. The point raised by Mrs. Khabane is spot on. As we prepare any submission for an application for attending or responding to any invitation, whether we shall have been able to say indeed we have now adopted before, so that our house is in order, there is not going to be any certain excuse going forward.
Chairperson and members, if I were to explain my role in terms of application, the procedures and the rules rest with the committee. So, in terms of the report has been approved or not, that is, or what are the requirements for an application to go to? The response can best come from the committee. So for my role then is to provide motivation as to why the people have to the committee and so on. So the response that I got from Magia, I didn't see the response whether it was in written form or not, but she told me that the reason for this approval was the pending adoption of that report. So I think going forward, then obviously we have to make sure that we are going for the report maybe as soon as we come back from whatever event that we attend. And also, I think in this regard, then maybe my advice would be to for chairperson maybe the community to write back to our chair to explain that given the time to came back and was said, there was no way that we could manage to adopt that project on a proper project in case.
Okay. I think we have some idea. The point has been raised by Mr. Person, concretized by Mr. Manufal. We might wish to do that ASAP as soon as we are done out of this meeting. See what else we can do. It's late. But again, the point is raised whether or not this process shall have to go through that National Assembly. But again, the point is raised by Mr. Person. There is no way that we would have been able, even if we had met ourselves during recess, still that process of National Assembly adoption shall have been on its feet, 11 feet. You know, standing up, saying, I'm here, deal with me first. So let's try and see if we cannot pursue. We are going to pursue both of them. In fact, we have to move with speed on the Tokyo one as well. Okay. If there is nothing else on this briefing that should be taking us straight to the ECHO program itself. That is now the report that we are about. I also did not mention that during our oversight visit, one of the officials, Mrs. Sharon Dawood, got ill. So she had to be admitted in hospital. Mrs. Makhabane was there for her on our behalf. She has since been booked off until the 24th of August. That she is not here today, it is a testimony to that fact. Okay. We should then go straight to the study tour report. Have we all read the report? What is this?
Honourable members, Honourable Chair, Mulani Diamond from the Parliamentary
Committee. Oh. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, impi impi. Okay. Now, PMG assists us a great deal, not only us, but also the stakeholders out there. we seriously get to be assisted by PMG. They're very detailed. Our minutes, yes, they are more on what is it that we shall have discussed and resolved. But PMG gets into specific details of our own meeting deliberations. No, thanks for that, sir. One thing we always advise you not to do is to take register of ourselves being present. It is not your meeting. It is our meeting. We always have to advise them, because they circulate around the register, and you see some of the members signing and some of the staff, either from the department or whoever else, signing. So that is wrong. We always have to, because they bring different people all the time, so we have to say this message all the time. Okay, page 1, for me it talks page 3. Do you have the necessary pages? I do have on my initial. Page 2 is not here. And page 4 is not here. And it goes on and on and on. I don't know which pages or which copy do you have. Do you have page 2 and 4 and 6 in your? You don't have.
I think it's the back side here. It should be 2 and 4. Let's say 3 numbers then. What is on your page 1? Okay, page 2?
We don't have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. We don't have the even numbers on this report. Okay, let's do it this way. Let's get a sense from other members that do not have the even numbers.
From what you got here, mm-hmm. We don't have even numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But from the one that you printed from our own computers, we do have the even numbers.
Okay. Can we be assisted? Where is the injunction? Okay, whilst Njanja is still to come or bring copies, let's deal with the minutes. Do we have the minutes?
I don't have the minutes.
Chancha, we don't have the minutes. Let's get a sense as to who does have the copy of the minutes of the 23rd of May. Yeah.
That's
not how it works, Tumani. If you don't have anything to say, just keep quiet. Whilst we are getting minutes and also the copies, I do have the report with those pages, even pages. I did make a copy. But what I suggest we do, whilst we're waiting for all of those things, we go straight to the program itself. We all do have copies. It's a one-pager. It's a short program that we are having that runs until the 12th of September. Are we fine having to adopt this approach?
Yes.
Otherwise, we shall just be here, seated, and looking at each other, and at best what happens when people don't have anything to do, they lie to each other. It's like in prison. We all have Mercedes Benz and BMWs. And nobody will say, ah, you don't, because we're all here. Let's, without waste of time, go straight to the program itself. We are today on the 22nd of August. As mentioned, we were in having intentions of bringing the Economist. We still will have to bring that Economist. If I were to ask, how many water economists do we have in this country? I found it to be a very rare species to find. You know, I spoke to two, you know, rectors, and both of them, they were taken aback. I spoke to Habib, I spoke to Derek Swartz, and both of them. Hey! You know how they put it? And both of them, coincidentally. You know, when we were busy, you know, toying, we literally forgot to produce intellectuals in the water space as economists. It's quite a very interesting observation. I'm not too sure also whether Tomani, we have been having these sessions before in the previous committees. We wouldn't have been bringing any water economists.
No, what we used to have is workshops where we just invite relevant policy analysts, engineers, and so on. And with regard to economists, there isn't a public case that is specifically looking at water economics. But these are usually engineers, then they study economics, and then they can be able to integrate the two subjects. Even the Dr. Eisenhardt is also, he has background in engineering. Dr. Washington got background in engineering. Dr. Muller got background in engineering. 10-10, engineering and political science. And then they studied economics as well. And then they are able to talk to both water and economics at the same time.
We're also impressed upon a need for us to be taken through some crash course. Tomani is meant to give us a feedback in that regard, so that we pretend to be water gurus. So Tomani, in our Netherlands visit, were exposed to some institutions at high level that are involved in water management and governance. Tomani, you shall bring us that feedback when we are dealing with it. Let's move then straight to the program itself. That's what we are dealing with today. Next week, we have the water and sanitation master plan and also legislation. We are likely not going to have either the minister or the deputy minister or the acting DG next week, precisely because of this Swedish program. I don't know how it goes with them, given the state that they are in financially. They usually, you know, get the whole team, you know, together with all these water boards to Sweden. I'm just not sure how they are going to deal with this situation now, given the fact that they would even struggle to come through here, some of them. When we were in when we were on oversight, what's the name again, the chief director? Mapulo. Anyway, the chief director on budget eradication. She was mentioning to me that there were other officials from the department who were supposed to be part but couldn't because of financial situation. So I'm just crossing my fingers that they don't find it easy simply just to get themselves, all of themselves out, besides because it's an overseas trip. Anyway, so that's a side comment. That's what we have for next 29th, which is next week on Wednesday. And then the 5th of September, it is those petitions. From Mrs. Stain and also from Mr. Waters. And also on the 12th, which is our last day, it is entertainment of the program, or rather not program, of the quarterly reports, second, third, and fourth. That is as simple as straightforward as such. It's a very short program. It's a 1 month program effectively. Sorry. Mid August until mid September. The last week we were on oversight, we all are aware about that. We missed you, Mr. Gallo. We did get your apology. Any comments? I know we have an invitation for the 5th and 6th of September. Who has the copy? Let me just read it quickly. I'm just trying to. Anyone who has some information? Thank you. It's an invitation by Center for Environmental Rights, inviting us on a 2-day workshop focusing on Saraga Strategic Water Resource, source area, sorry. The Germans and together with the Center for Human Rights, the German Foundation, they've been hosting seminars and workshops where experts share their knowledge and experience on environmental governance and environmental rights with members of parliament and other influential We did receive this, all of us. So that's what the theme is about, securing our strategic water source areas. And it's taking place, we all know where Townhouse Hotel is. Just across the road, we just walk. That's where this program is taking place. It goes until 4:30. Both on the 5th we have our committee meeting. I'm not too sure whether we have any plenary on that same day. That's what we have. We did indicate to them that we have an interest to come and attend. Day one will provide general introduction and will cover the following. How are water source areas protected and managed? What is their socio-economic importance? You see that's where our socio-economic reflection would have assisted us. What are the current threats to our strategic water source areas? What are the mechanisms available to protect and manage our strategic water source areas? Day one is for members of parliament, government officials, and other influential decision makers and stakeholders in NGOs, CPOs, academia, industry that would like to know more about the areas discussed. And day number two shall be a workshop for stakeholders and anyone else to explore strategies, steps and actions needed to facilitate legal protection and appropriate management of our strategic water resource. That's what this program is about. It's quite an important one. It enhances our knowledge. Okay, that's it, if there is nothing else, unless members have other additional issues to raise as part of our program. Mr. Mguni?
Yes. I'm not on the issue. I have 40 suggestions. You know, sometimes we get these reports from the department. But some of us, they see these reports for the first time in the. And you will find that people are quiet. Our the portfolio committee is to hold the department accountable. And you sometimes find that one has got more information than the other in the committee. I wanted to check, as a committee, can we be having time where we sit as a committee alone? We look at the report with the help of the researcher. They analyze, they come here as committee members, not department officials here. They tell us exactly what is it, what are the red flags. You understand? I don't know whether time may be short. They tell us, we ask ourselves more than four questions as well. Thereafter, then we can have questions that are divided among the members here, maybe based on the programs. You know, so all of us are able to hold the department accountable. If you go there, you've got leaked information, it's dangerous. If you go there with a lot of information, and because most of us might be having different sources from somewhere, including the one that might be given by the research, that might be given by our researchers from the study groups, you understand? We then collaborate to put them together here, then we hold the department accountable. That was my suggestion, because sometimes we go there, we have questions, but how to frame them? Sometimes how to hold them accountable. Sometimes the knowledge of them. They will be telling us about reports. Sometimes we'll be quiet because sometimes it's very difficult to read the whole document and finish it. Understand? And sometimes become confused alone. That was my suggestion as a portfolio committee. Why we're doing it in the study group, but as a portfolio committee. That's my other taking chapters.
Maybe to be more pointed, so that we do not generalize. There are two sets of reports that we are expected to deal with next week. The one is on legislation. The other one is on master plan. We did get a copy of master plan in Netherlands. Mr. Garo. All the way in Netherlands. And the department has been pussyfooting on getting us that master plan. So we had to demand it politely, of course, from the embassy in Netherlands. I guess the issue here is that whether we still have copies of that report, of that plan rather, that draft plan. If we don't, perhaps we'll request Tomani has a copy. If he can make those copies available to members. You also do have the copy of the draft legislation. That draft legislation is also supposed to be a public document by now, because a number of stakeholders have been commenting on that legislation, draft legislation. The industries and everybody else, there have been all those roadshows on that draft. That's what the department officials tell us from time to time, that they've been interacting with a number of the stakeholders. But for that report to come to us.
Jefferson, let the money source that document.
Can I tell you that?
Yeah.
You know what it means? Tomorrow knows. You know what it means? Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
It means nothing came out. No one wanted to give it to us. It's just a cul-de-sac. Nothing is happening. Nothing came to us.
If you can't get it, I'll get it.
It was difficult.
I'll source it.
Let's source it, all of us.
Let's source it. Yeah. Let's go and use your contacts and get it.
Let's source it, all of us. The specific point I want to raise about what Mr. Mguni is raising is that if we can have, I don't know how our time is like, have some small workshop about both of these.
Agreed.
We can't just go into both of them and discuss them, you know, clause by clause. We need to have a workshop on the plan first, master plan first, and then followed by the legislation itself, the draft legislation. And perhaps we need also to say to ourselves, so that we don't just have a briefing by the department. Maybe we rather change that to be a workshop on master plan itself. That's what I would suggest we do. Otherwise the department will take for 2 hours briefing us. It's quite a very thick document. Rather we turn that into a workshop, which will take us at least forward before we even get to a point where we discuss the actual document itself. By the time it gets there, at least we shall have been educated. Part of that workshop precisely because the Dutch have been intimately involved in this whole process. Whether there is anyone in the country who has been a part of this process to come and join us. That's what I would, I don't know what other members have in mind. Sorry.
Yeah, I think there's a suggestion. What do you say about the suggestion?
Great. Just get it back.
If you remember when we were at Netherlands, we did indicate that to the translation of the position and said that he assisted with the issue of the drafting of the master plan. In fact, it was drafted about Netherlands. We had a request that he must answer, when there are questions, he must directly answer those questions. So the department sometimes was not there, was free. So then we requested that to be part of that program. So hence we are saying, if you are saying we agree to the proposal, the question that I will have posed here is that what do we do on the 2029? Because that's where we said the master plan will be presented. We allow the department to present the master plan, and or we start with the workshop.
Yes, I thought that the chairperson was saying that we must start with the workshop before we consider the question of the department presenting the master plan. So, the workshop first.
Yeah, that's what you are going to the department.
I wanted to support that because whilst we were, or I was in the system for the Chinese chapter, we used to have those sessions with our researchers. Then you would find that when you enter the department, you are well informed. I should think of that to assist the community.
What other members are saying?
I know, or we know, that they do hide some of the issues. The moment they realize that there's something leaking behind, they are not going to talk about it. But if we can get a briefing, that's where we'll be able to pick some of the things. And when we meet with them, we'll be able to ask a lot of questions. Because it's long they were saying that the master plan is there, but we haven't seen it yet. And we don't know how far are they with the process of getting, finishing that master plan. But I think if you can get the briefing, and then we met with them thereafter, then we'll be able to put an impact on them. Because going to listen to them, they will only tell us that makes them to that then when we come back from the recess, that's where we need to be.
The danger of presentation is that those who are accountable tend to present what is positive and positive on to them. That's the danger. Remember, a presentation is 15 to 20, 25 minutes. So they will only pick that those things that are favored in them. Then reading the entire document, it favors you, because we are able to get exactly what is happening in the department. But the challenge that we always have, Honorable Basson, is the question of the time. Politicians do not have that time of reading everything. And some of the information is missed in the process. If you remember, Honorable Basson, we did attend a meeting with SCOPA. We did attend a meeting with SCOPA. You know how articulative all members there were. The team, the Bochilwane from the ANC, team from the DA. You know, all of them. Even how they were supporting each other in terms of, if you ask Honorable Yuka a question, how I will support your question, or how you will support my question, to moving forward to hold these people accountable if they come with dodgy answers. You will see that these people had a prior meeting, maybe with their researchers, and how they were even, understand, the questions were distributed. Because one will take maybe infrastructure and ask a question on infrastructure. And there's another one from maybe another party who will support that question with that question if it is not enough, or maybe that person did not hear the question very well. You will see that these people have sat down somewhere and they have been given the entire task and the scope of what exactly is demanded. Because the danger is one or two people will be asking questions if you did not meet prior the researcher. The researcher is the researcher of the entire committee. And we do also have our researchers from our organizations. So if they give you there, you come and share here. This is because the aim is not us to answer you. We don't have to answer you. They have to answer the question. The question. Yes, I have seen your hand up there.
I agree with you. What they also do is they decide, they divide the work.
Yeah.
So they specialize. And they also get in legal opinion. They get the Parliament's legal opinion in. And I think if we turn around the strategy, because I think the department's officials think they'll come here and they'll steamroll us. So we must get these legislations and stuff, even these reports. When we get these financial reports, it could even be good for us getting the financial guru and say, come and brief us on this. So that when we ask the questions, we ask the right questions. So I fully agree that this is very important for the country going forward. Let's set aside, I agree, we don't need to, let's get these documents. If I don't see them, or they can come and brief us, but we won't comment. Let them brief us, we take these documents, we tell them, you'll come back, we'll go now through these documents, and then we'll call you again to come and explain on the documents. So I totally agree with that.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, also support my colleagues here, because having internal briefing before department presents.
Thank you very much. I think we will relay that to the chair. In fact, you know, I have been wondering all this time, how do we do it? But we have been doing very, very well, fine all along. Very, very fine all along. The question is, hey, we've been struggling, because the duty of you is to deal with those issues, not to be given things on the day of the meeting. There's this issue of we have got a meeting today, tomorrow. We are given documents today. In fact, it should be a week in advance. We must be given documents a week in advance. then the researcher, you understand, we meet the researcher, he briefs us on it. If there are things that we want them to change in their report, we indicate them earlier. No, this document, this one, did not touch what we wanted. Because there must be an objective in every meeting that we have. What is it that you want to achieve? It cannot be as usual meeting as usual. What is it that you want to achieve? Going forward, we will have to adopt that style. I think Mr. Person, Honorable Person, has said a mouthful of anything. If we are unable to get time, we allow them to come to say this thing, we keep quiet, they go the following week or whatever, we set the date, they come and do the same thing. Now we have already called the expert, including the researcher and our researcher. And then maybe, because that one does not take long. Because we just listen to the researcher telling us, look at this green point on this page, look at this green point on this page. Then now you know where to go and read from based on what you shall have said. And this might be the question, Mr. Honorable Hugo, you will be taking this one, you must just look at this one. Why don't we read the whole document, but look at this one, I want you to look at that one.
You specialize on a chapter.
A chapter.
Yeah.
So it becomes a less job for you, and you understand. I don't know, because we've been waiting for the minutes, we've been waiting for the other reports.
Yeah.
There's nothing that is coming forward. There's nothing, you see, we'll keep on talking, we'll end up gossiping.
Why are we waiting for the minutes? Was the person not aware that the minutes
have minutes? I'm wondering too.
I think we must do.
No, this is the work of the chair.
The
work of
the chair.
The work of the chair.
Something is not right.
Yeah, something is not right.
Something is not right. We can't keep on doing it. Even on our oversight, something we're not right.
Can I make a proposal?
Yes.
The minute is not that crucial now.
Mm.
I think the document that's crucial is the oversight tool.
The oversight.
Can't we do the following? Those, I have got mine on the computer, it was synced. Let's all go through those documents. And we come a half an hour early next week. And we approve that. Because we're not going to get it now.
The Netherlands study tour, and then we come a
half an hour earlier and we approve it.
Let me finalize. This is another suggestion. Don't you have reports with you? I have mine here. Did you?
But it's not complete.
No, I mean, I mean the one that has been sent.
This one is not complete. The one that they've sent us, it's complete.
Yeah.
The one is complete.
We're running short of complete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go and have a look at this one, and then we go through it again, because and then come back next week half an hour early and approve it.
Okay.
I don't know whether 1 week will make a difference now.
Yeah.
And then Maria is also back next week as well, you know, if there is some administrative, because it's not good asking you now administrative question you won't know. So let's rather go that route and then adjourn the meeting.
We are open there.
It's the planning and
the program is continuing as it has planned. As what was said, we have broken the program. It will continue as planned. It's just that those additions, those changes that we want you to brief us. But we allow the department to brief us on those things.
Can I make a proposal? Can I make a proposal?
Yes.
That if we've got some changes on the Netherlands program, that we go through it and send it to Marnie, so that, or to everybody.
That we're not getting the. We've been waiting for the meetings, they're not there. But the important issue here is the Netherlands law. And those
even numbers are still not forthcoming. So there was a proposal that there was nothing that is coming in. Why can't we adjourn the meeting? Then next week we start an hour before, we just look at those, when there are changes here. If you read to go to the one that we have already been sent to the email, we send it to Tomani if there are any things that we want to. So that when we come for that particular hour, we're able just to say what are the changes and then we adopt it. But then the question was that delay the process with an hour, with a week, because it just still has to be approved by Parliament.
So it won't make a difference in a week. You won't get it this term before Parliament. I presume it must be handed in. I don't think it must be approved. I can find out, but I don't know if it is.
By approved by who?
Well, it must be handed in at the Speaker's office or at the report of the Portfolio Committee. I don't think it needs to be approved.
By who?
By Parliament. Before they will allow you to go to on the next door. Unless you can find out for us.
Yeah, let's not take chances. Let's just do it once. I'm confident that we can get it through to Parliament for adoption before we rise.
Okay.
That shall be the 12th. If we can have it through by next week, we can be able. What's the process?
The procedure is the committee needs to adopt the report. It's then 86, that's what Mr. Frolic wants to see. Then thereafter, it depends on the National Assembly staff when they allocate
the
lawyer for Parliament to pass. But what is
it depends on the programming committee, not Parliament staff.
Yeah. But the most important and the crucial information is the committee needs to adopt the report. Then there are some ATC. That's what
we can adopt it.
Once it's ATC, now we can
Parliament.
Yeah.
But what is important is for the committee to adopt.
Okay. I mean,
how long
does
it take for ATC?
As soon as the committee adopts it, we send it for ATC.
Yeah, that's right.
But because it's here, Mr. President, it's here. Can we deal with it once and for all? It's here.
We don't have the minutes for now.
No, only that. Then the second issue, Mr. President, what we are defending outside is the issue of if we can have that. You remember you said we're calling these people for legislation and master plans. When they come, they may come and present. Thereafter, we will ask maybe experts like people and the like, maybe those who are, if we even need people who are financially viable, to recall them if they were dealing with those issues, to tell us before we can ask the department about what is being done. Because already there's a problem that we're calling them for next week. They are adopting the same style that we have been saying. That no. So that we have to know before we hold the department accountable. And there should be an objective. Why do we have this master plan? Why and what are the questions? How do we involve the other? So that's the question of having maybe our prior meeting before the department, then we can hold them. So they've all agreed on that is a good meeting that we all agree.
So in other words, we go for a workshop?
Yeah, in fact, we're going for a workshop has been agreed. Is that correct? We have agreed that we go for a workshop. But because they'll be coming next week, we can just allow them and speak. If it's not feasible for the workshop to be next week.
What will it take, Tomani, for us to take a workshop?
Well, we need to invite experts to talk to the plan or to talk to whatever we want to discuss. So I think...
Do you think it will be a short notice
between
now and then?
Yeah, I think so. If Technically, then it will be a nightmare because there's a lot of people that have to go into the plane.
Can I make a proposal?
Hmm?
Let them come next week. Let's see what we get from them. Let them make this a presentation, and there's no rush for the committee. Then we set up a proper workshop with experts from outside the department to come and address us, and then we workshop the documents that we have. And even if we can't get, I'm not sure whether we'll receive anything from them next week. But then we don't source these documents.
Okay. No, that's fine. Let's take an approach that of having to allow the department simply and solely to table the plan. It's not tabling us as well, it's just a briefing.
Yeah,
to brief us. And in our interaction, we begin our own process. Okay, that's fine. Let us welcome Mr. Daniel Jabu Katatu. Ne? Kabini. Not Katatu. Okay. He's a new member of parliament, having been sworn in yesterday. Originally from Mpumalanga. He might wish to tell us as to who he is and where he comes from, and what you think we should do as this committee to achieve what you want to achieve. The short order. This is Mr. Hugo, seated next to you. Hugo, H-U-G-O. Mlungu mnyama. Like me. I'm Johnson.
Mlungu mnyama.
Mr. Basson is. Do you know her? She's your neighbor. So you don't know your neighbors?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just
sitting
now. I don't know any.
Mrs. Makabane. Mrs. Kekana.
From Northwest.
Oh, from Northwest, sorry. Okay, Mrs. Makabane, she's from Limpopo. Mr. Carlo. Mr. Carlo is from two provinces, from Eastern Cape. From Eastern Cape. and from KZN. He must still decide. You know your other neighbor, Mr. Mguni. He is there. You know him. He is not a Mguni. 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 Other members are not with us today. Others have to leave us at 12. We better move faster. There's Mr. Basson. Very briefly, in less than a minute. Who you are and why are you in this committee? What do you think we should do in this committee?
But what we must say, you know, we started this thing long time ago in 2014. Yeah, we don't have this. We won't fight us fighting. We have never fought before. We consider ourselves as one united in the community. We don't have ANC, we don't have DA, we don't have whatever. So what we have, we've got a honorable members who are holding the department accountable. That's what we're doing in the committee. Where we differ is when we get into the plenary. That's where now we can see that
this one,
Samantha.
Would you say that? Honourable member, take a question. You can ask me the question in the portfolio committee.
That's where you start to know how things are happening. We have been fine all along. Now everything has just changed. You see, so you don't take what happens in the committee to the plenary yet. You know, no, when I want to, I will get you when you get it. It's not happening yet. That's where we differ. We only hold the department accountable. So that's why we've got that good relationship with you. But the chairperson will take over. I was just breaking that chairperson.
So that's you. At your best. Okay. So you've told us what is it that we need to do.
Yeah,
taking them out. You know when you know when we, I don't know what the experiences of other members. I can speak for myself. When I was told by my organization, you are going there. Okay, I had a bit of a shock. And then I started thinking, water, sanitation. What is happening there? What am I going to do? What is this water? The only thing I know about water is you drink, you cook, you wash, and then you get to be exposed to all sorts of things. And with time, you get all these concepts that they can really uh, confuse you with the jargon, the acronyms. But it's a matter of time. You just have to read a few documents. Tomani has got the National Water Act. He has got the National Water Services Act. Tomani has got the Water Research Commission Act. Tomani has got, you are fortunate, we are dealing with the master plan, which is going to be your base document for the new legislation that is coming, which has been dragging, I must say, since 3-4 years ago. So that's what we have. What other documents, base documents, Tomani?
National Development Plan, the Strategic Framework for Water Services, the National Water Resource Strategy, second edition. I think those for now, they will provide the data and the vision for the department.
That can be a lot of reading. But with time, you shall be catching in our discussion as to where we are, where we're going. Okay, thanks, Mr. Katatu. So, Gabini. Let's move with speed, and then before Mr. Basson leaves, at least we shall have covered. We have the copy of the report before us. You do have a copy of the report. The report we are dealing with, Mr. Gabini, is a report on the study tour to Netherlands that took place beginning of June. That's it. It's got page 2. Does it have page 2 there?
Yeah.
It does. Okay, we all have the, we're on the same. Okay. The picture is good. Mama? What I shall request we do, even better, we request for a framed copy of this for all of us.
Yeah.
So that, a framed copy.
With the names at the bottom and the door at the top.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do it that way. Mrs. Nobatana is noting that it's an official decision of the meeting. This is Mrs. Nobatana.
Okay.
Everyone is Mrs. here.
Okay.
She's availing herself, saying, I'm Mrs.
Yeah.
I hope it has nothing to do with you, Mr. Gabini.
For all along, she has been Mrs. Suddenly, you're here. She's sorry, I cut you short. you are finished.
I just wanted to talk about outcome.
Yeah.
I think even your proposal is worth it.
Mm.
As long as we're going to get it to one.
It's a beautiful picture.
Yes.
It's a beautiful picture. Okay, let's move then. We are resolved on this picture. We need to have all copies of this framed picture copy. If it can be enlarged, it should be in A4 or rather A3. Why not? Let's see how far we can go. We're going to press and push until we arrive at our destination. There is page 1, which is page 2. Maybe on page 1, when we adopt, we shall have taken away that draft.
Yeah.
Report of the committee. And take away that data. I don't know what it means. Yeah, but that data is going to be somewhere. Okay, page 2. Sir.
Hi.
Hi.
There is a chance. There is page 1. I must say I've gotten through the report itself. It's beautifully written in terms of detail. Mr. Chauke there had a ball to himself. Some of the members got sick. Myself, Mr. Chauke, Mrs. Kekana, who else?
Myself.
Mr. Basson, and Madia. Flu. The change of weather. Cold to hot. Yes. Mamkaula as well. So these are some of the things that are not here. Other members who also say other things about things that are not here. That are not official. We are still together, Mr. Gallo. Mr. Hugo.
What happens in the Netherlands, stay in the Netherlands.
Okay. Just repeat.
And in between compliance and then to put by.
Oh yes, the Marxist Party delegation comprised. Just written in full.
It doesn't start now.
Mm-hmm.
The Marxist Party delegation comprised the following members.
By the following members.
That was Mr. Chauke's last participation in this committee as he was on his transit way towards the committee that is now chairing, which is Home Affairs. And that would have been the second last activity by Mrs. Fesser before the oversight visit last week. In this committee, as she went back to Northwest as the provincial legislature member. And for Nancy. South Africa and Netherlands entered into a memorandum of understanding in 2013. If we can get a copy of that MOU and the contents thereof. When can we get that, Tomani?
I will send it later.
Okay. That's fine, members?
Yeah.
Are we done with page 2, page 3? Netherlands has since invested immensely in water sector in South Africa. Perhaps if we can elaborate a bit on that investment, examples, so that we don't just be proud of an investment we don't know. We're fine with that.
Yeah.
So in other words, examples.
Just dots, bullets.
Done with page 3. Page 4. Kingfisher program. Yes, it does get to elaborate a bit, but it would have been nice to, as you have it there on top, but that's my view. I don't know what the view of other members, if they are reading it differently. Kingfisher program, whose objectives are the following? And then you deal with the program. Am I reading it wrongly, members? Are those objectives spelled out clearly somewhere? Are we fine with that?
Yeah.
Suggestion?
Okay.
Page 5.
Chair, can I just also the third paragraph, 3 days each constitution, dating back to the 13th century. Somali, page 5, third paragraph.
With respect to water policy management.
Yeah.
Page 5.
Yeah.
With respect to water management, the Standing Committee indicated that the existence of water authorities in the Netherlands predates its constitution, dating back to the 13th century.
That is the direct quote from the presentation by, I think, chairperson of that select committee.
Predates its constitution. I know it's going back to certain, but just I don't understand the Netherlands predates its constitution.
No, the water authorities in the Netherlands. They predate their constitution.
Okay, but the quick.
So the existence of water authorities in
has been there.
Has been there before.
Long before its constitution.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you now.
Yes.
Okay. He didn't predate its constitution. The water authority is prior to the constitution. Alright, that page is fine.
Page 6. There is nothing wrong in this page 6 and to a point where page 7 there, the very last paragraph. But what I find is quite interesting, when we deal with the department, I was drawing some similarities. When we deal with department, we talk about their budget being 16 point whatever billion per annum. But when they talk about their total budget, total annual water budget being 6.7 billion rand effectively. 7 billion euros, sorry. Now, they factor in a number of variables here. The regional water authorities, which is 42%. In other words, this is their contribution. 21% is the contribution from tariffs. 15% is the contribution from the ministry. Are we aggregating our own? Are we disaggregating our own budget in South Africa?
No. Only national treasury that provides that disaggregation, where they disintegrate the entire all the funds that are spent on water infrastructure or water.
But why are we not able to do that ourselves?
Yeah, we can tell the government to do that, but obviously it will come from national treasury.
But in some instances we do it. Our water we sell.
Because we need to have a total picture.
Yeah, but we don't have, Jefferson. I've requested that they need to give us more information on this a few times. I even written a letter on it. You get this, that National Treasury gives us the 16 billion.
Yeah.
But the government generates, the Department of Water and Sanitation, they generate a lot of money by selling raw water.
Mm.
And we don't. That should also be added to the total budget. What is this total budget of this department? And they hide that. You don't get those figures.
Yeah, but that's wrong. There are a number of other players in the water space. The point I'm raising is that
we don't finally get to have a total picture of what is involved in a disaggregated manner in that water space. I know Public Works is involved. They've got their own budget. Your basic education, they have got their own budget. What other?
Water Research Commission.
Water Research, they've got their own budget. And the respective water boards, they've got their own budget. I think, you know, when I was going through this report, it really calls on us to really, if we are to be effective in this space on water, it calls on us, even on sanitation, so that we have a clearer picture. You know, one would use the notion of global picture. I'm not there, but I will talk about total picture.
So our budget could be somewhere around 25 to 30 billion
even
rand.
Even more.
Yeah, it could be more. If you affect in the water boards,
mm.
this portfolio is around 45 billion rand.
Yes. But you, as a researcher, are supposed to guide us in that regard.
I can explain.
Mm-hmm.
The revenue that is generated from water sales, like raw water, it goes back to National Treasury, to the fiscal. So the problem is that revenue is not spent on water.
No, you're wrong. You're talking wrong.
But the portion of that revenue, that is also used by the water institutes themselves.
Nothing goes back to... No water sales go back to the National Treasury, I ask. It stays within the department. I've got two accounts. Main account and then the water... Yeah. They use that money to pay loans from TCTA. That money does not see National Treasury. That's why it was even short paid that they were bailed out by Reserve Bank, 2 billion rand. So that money, what you are saying, I asked National Treasury, are any money for selling of water as an income go back to National Treasury? They said no. But if you can find out if that is not the truth, they get 15 or 16 billion from National Treasury, and they've got an arm that has got an income, like the water boards have got an income, and the expenses are not financed from National Treasury. That's why you sit with situations where your water boards, some of the water boards have got billions of rands on investment whilst the department is struggling.
They even have reserves, eh?
Yeah, yeah. They've got billions in the reserves.
Mm-hmm.
And the department's got no money.
As we speak now, which water board? I think it's Mahalis. Again, pursuing that headline project.
Yeah.
Mahalis would tell you that yes, they do have some reserves, but they can't spend on those reserves. But the department is committed, and the department must bring in money. And they take the, how much is that, 10% agency fee. And it goes into that, into those reserves. I think we need to do that, disaggregation on... They're very smart, these people in Netherlands, to a point where they can even go as far as total annual water budget is 7 billion euros. Effectively, this is what, almost 90 billion rand.
17.
They're about 100 odd. Okay, sorry about that. Page 6.
Fine, page 7 is also.
Page 7. Tamani, I think this will assist us. That last paragraph on page 7, read together with first paragraph of page 6. And let's bring that home. Page 8. Page 9. What is a daughter company? What do you mean by that?
It's a company that belongs to another company. So, like it sounds.
Page 9, page 10.
And it's fine.
Page 11. Want to say something, Tomani, about the academy? Let me be direct. You are supposed to have done some work on this.
Yes,
for us and them.
Yes. I met the representative of the academy during the WISA conference here in Cape Town. And then we spoke about possible training for members. So the training that we spoke about will focus on skills, will also focus on knowledge in water and water management and government. So we didn't take it too, in fact, we didn't go into details pending the approval of this report. But we managed to draft a program of how it should look like. So it will involve some sort of a workshop where members will be trained on inspired knowledge is concerned. Then it will be to maybe the legislation, water treatment technologies, and then as far as skills is concerned, the issues of diplomacy, negotiation, facilitation, and those kind of things. So, but the details then we'll get to the details once the even approval from the committee.
But see, I agree with that, and it's wonderful, but we must make sure we can get this done, and that kind of training still in this term of, let, if it's then somewhere in November or January or whatever the case might be. Because even if people don't come back, they will get that knowledge which they can use further in their life as well.
Okay. We're fine with that.
And then I think maybe with regard to budget, she estimated around 150,000. So
what?
So
what can't they fund it? Why don't they, have you asked them?
I asked her to look maybe to try to source maybe donation, and she promised that once we have got something, then we can do the application to donor organizations to see if they can raise that kind of funding.
Yeah. For us to get that kind of funding is going to be time consuming. If they can fund it, as a, it'll be a good PR job for them. It's not 10,000 euro.
This is a peanut. For them.
Yeah. Peanuts.
If there's a possibility, most of us, if there's a possibility, most of us are staying around that side. If it can be Johannesburg, around Johannesburg, you know, so if they ask the venue, can be Johannesburg, most of us around that side.
Yeah, in terms of venue also, we're looking at a nature reserve somewhere in the inlet. So, yeah.
There was also another program that the Dutch were quite interested in training the engineers, especially from the municipalities.
Yeah, I think with regard to that one, I think she told me that she had a meeting with you somewhere in Georgia.
That's not the one.
It's not at all.
This is not the same company.
Oh,
do you remember? I can't remember which company. These ones were more about us. There was one company that said, by September, we need to be getting going. They are ready to assist municipalities with technical training for their engineers on some specific areas. You don't remember?
I remember the one who makes specific reference to a blue lane.
Page 13.
Okay.
14.
Fine. 15 is also fine.
The CCTV is used to monitor leakages in the entire sewer pipeline environment. I would begin on the cost of this. I'm thinking more about our own local situation in the country.
Jefferson, in Vita, it was a company that had the technology there. It's about 80,000 rand. Where you can detect, and if you put in the cameras, it's about 160,000 rand. It's cheap technology. They've got that technology there where you walk with the detector, and it detects where there's water leak. So, you know, that kind of technology is available in the country. Is this South African company that sells it somewhere in Java?
Yeah.
I took their details.
Okay. 15, we're fine?
Yeah, and 16.
16? Resolutions on 18. There's that training and development MOU.
Approved.
On page 19, which is the last 18.5 water resource management. On the second sentence, third sentence, we start with in this regard. The department should develop a maintenance plan. I think should be a maintenance and monitoring plan using the available resources. Yeah. Maintenance and monitoring plan.
Straightforward. The drafters of the plan should facilitate a workshop that would assist members of the committee to understand the rationale, and it goes on. Which is exactly what we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
It's a straightforward report, very professionally done. Any mover for adoption with the proviso of
changes.
Those other changes, especially related to the objective and also of the Kingfisher program, and also what's the other one? Of that investment.
Yeah.
Any mover?
I move.
Mr. Poisson has moved. Mr. Stefan is seconded. Okay. The report is duly adopted by this committee. The date was on the 22nd of August. The year was 2008 and the time was 11:37 in the morning. Sorry? Okay. Okay. We do not have any other business to deal with. That we don't have minutes. We hope to have them because it's a short minute in our next meeting as we gather. Mr. Mbuni?
Chair, I don't know who does this. Who does this? I want to ask from the committee assistant. Who does this issue, this paperwork? Is it you who prints or what? I want you to report to you, Chair, that next time, whenever you bring things here, we don't want you to waste time. Any minute that you waste, it comes to us. I will request that you check all the documents. If there's any problem, you must liaise with Maggie. When you come here, they must come up to scratch so that you don't have those problems. So it reflects upon
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a straightforward one like that. Perhaps it would be important that we get to know where we are meeting next week. Where we are meeting on the 5th. Where we are meeting on the 12th. So that we don't wake up and not knowing where we are meeting. The venues are not enough in Parliament. The soonest, not even the sooner, the soonest we make those booking arrangements, the best. And also, the sooner we do that, our program also gets to be advertised in the Z list. Because in most instances, our program is not enlisted in the Z list. It's not a nice, it's a reflection of a disorganized committee. That committee does not plan, it only plans as if it's happening the following day. Okay, I think without wasting time, until we meet next week, same time at a venue to be advised, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Yeah. 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 Yeah.